It was 20 years ago today that the Youth Ministry Center opened its doors in Glendale, California. This was not anywhere in Glendale. It was a section of town where, as the co-founder of that ministry, Dr. Deacon Haradek Medjan, professor of political science at the University of Southern California, called it, a place that Armenian organizations have ignored and forgotten. It was a place where education, identity, and prayer came together. On April 13th, 2003, the doors opened to the Youth Ministry Center with the celebration of the Palm Sunday Holy Divine Liturgy. It was standing room only. I was the celebrant priest. Dr. Dekmejian was the choir leader. There was an energy in the room reminiscent of what might be found in the early evangelical era of the Christian church, during apostolic times. To give you a hint of what it was like, Dr. Dekmejian refused to have choir members don robes, so that, like the church of the first century, the people, the congregation, would sing the praises of the Lord, rather than a select few identified as a choir. That tradition became the hallmark of this church. But this was no ordinary church, because that 1 hour on Sunday morning was the smallest portion of its entire ministry. This was an old building, a church from the 1950s, which had been converted, renovated, and remodeled for us, with an altar area and assembly hall that would soon become a hangout for kids after school. Across from a cluster of public schools in Glendale, where at the time 30%+ of the population was Armenian, there was an opportunity to minister the Christian faith to countless young people. Students from USC, UCLA, CSUN would come to mentor younger brothers and sisters. Gang members would come for counseling, with Bibles distributed next to the candle areas. Conferences on violence would take place, not only for scholars, but troubled youth living on the streets. The Catholicos of all Armenians, His Holiness Karakin II, would come to learn from the center during his visit in 2005 and was given a game plan for the potential of the Armenian church. We would feed the homeless, clothe the naked. I would journey off to Rwanda and return with survivors of the Rwandan genocide to speak and share their stories with our community, stories of resurrection. From that small church, we would journey to both sides of Ararat and celebrate the 100th anniversary of our DNA returning to the homeland. We marched through the streets of Glendale and Burbank, protesting domestic violence, drug abuse. And sadly, we also learned about the politics of running a church with a mission, much like Jesus learned when he dared to say that the church was more than a building. In fact, it was there at this church that the groundwork was put for much of the ministry we enjoy today. I was honored to have led this congregation and ministry for 15 years of this experiment that would push the limits and the ceiling of the Armenian church. Our game plan, what some might call or refer to as a business plan, came from Holy Scripture: to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to lay and set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. On these days following Easter, our daily messages are looking at the body of Christ then and now. I'd like to share with you the story of the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center, because it was the Armenian Church now patterned after what was then the Apostolic Church. Join me on this journey. Join me on this journey called It Was 20 Years Ago Today, the untold story of the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center. I guarantee this story will not disappoint. Most importantly, it presents thoughts on what the Christian mission, ministry, and response is in a world void of God and love. This is the story of what the Armenian Apostolic Church has to offer to the world. This story is a podcast and available on your favorite podcatcher, on social media, and of course, at the mothership, epostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe. I look forward to having you with us tomorrow as we continue these daily messages. It was 20 years ago today. We end and therefore begin this series with a prayer by St. Nerses Shnorhali from the 11th hour. Jesus, wisdom of the Father, grant me your wisdom so that I may think, speak, and do that which is good in your sight. Save me from evil thoughts, words, and deeds, and have mercy on all your creatures, and on me, a great sinner. Amen.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.